pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, the notice.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, December 16, 2025. The time is now 7:09. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly is absent, excused this evening.
Minutes?
We have a Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for November 5th, 2025, and November 17th, 2025.
Move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Thank you. Reports, Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, I have a shade tree report for the month of November 2025.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
I have various monthly reports for Department of Public Works.
Thank you. Bills, Madam Clerk?
Thank you. Bill list for December 16, 2025. Public Affairs, $236,100.93. Revenue and Finance, $3,198,588.17. Public Safety, $67,058.01. Public Works, $53,274.55. Parks and Public Property, $878,014.67. Water Utility, $32,354.20. Payroll as of Friday, December 5th, 2025. Regular payroll total, $1,089,862.49. Overtime payroll total, $54,345.11. Total payroll, $1,144,207.60, for a grand total of $5,609,598.13.
Move the bills.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye, with the exception of item number 25-00278. I abstain on that one.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Be any comment on the agenda tonight from the public? Public comment on the agenda items only? Seeing no one, move to Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Scarpelli.
Just wish everybody a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, and we don't have a meeting at the end of the year, a healthy and happy new year.
We have a meeting on the 31st.
I wish everybody a healthy and happy new year on the 31st. I would like to ditto Dr. Joe as well, and I would like to wish everybody a happy new year and a healthy one also, just in case I'm not here December 31st. Thank you.
Don't worry, we'll find you.
I'm sure you will.
Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, that's called a preemptive strike, Commissioner. I'd like to also wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Hope everyone stays safe, stay happy. On the 31st, I'll wish everyone a Happy New Year. And I just want to thank everyone in the Parks Department and all of our grandparents who came out last night and participated with in our program, Christmas cookie decorations with Grandma and Grandpa. It was a very cold night, so I thought our crowd would be lean, but it wasn't. It was a capacity crowd, and it was just a great time, and Santa Claus was wonderful.
That's good.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
You're welcome. I have a couple things. One is, Commissioner Tucci, thank you for your IT staff. They work tirelessly. We had a power surge that knocked our server out, our phones. We had a lot of disruption over the last 48 hours, but they worked really, really hard to get replacement parts. And the reason why I'm thanking you is because of their effort and hard work. At 5:30 today, we were able to make payroll that's due on Friday. So,
thank God.
Everybody in the town, all of our employees, thank your team as well.
Yes, they did an outstanding job.
So they did. They did. I too want to offer my, you know, holiday wishes, but I just want to, you know, say a few words. We're living in a time where it's becoming increasingly more heartbreaking for me, and I think for many others, where we're painfully reminded of the senseless loss of innocent lives. You know, the Bondi shootings, Brown University shootings, New York, and how many times over the course of this year have we talked about a shooting at a school, you know, shooting up innocent children? You know, it's around us. And we can't let that chaos, you know, crush our spirits about what this holiday is about and this time for renewal can provide for us. These acts of brutality are terrible. They shake us to our core, and they demand, you know, unwavering condemnation of violence. There's just too much violence in our world for senseless reasons. But we have to also look to the coming new year, and a wish for the new year is to begin to look more in the belief, and have more of a belief in the goodness of people and humanity, to maybe steer away from some of the senseless acts that we've experienced, you know, throughout this year and in the past. So, you know, maybe we can look forward into the new year with ability to open up our hearts, stand together in, you know, greater unity, with more compassion and empathy that could heal this crazy world we live in today. I worry for my grandchildren, I worry for my children, I worry for all of us. Mm-hmm. And as a governing body, we try our best, but what shook me was the fact that what happened in Bondi, as good as Nutley is and as we are, it could happen here. And there's no stopping this. We have a great police department that works really hard to protect us, but it's around us all the time. So it's getting to a point where, you know, I felt done. I just really wanted to say something. So my wish is for, you know, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, but let's look forward to a healthier and safer new year. Moving on to ordinances, I have an introduction tonight with Commissioner Tucci. Ordinance providing for information technology network computer equipment improvements in and by the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $135,000, therefore, from the Capital Improvement Fund of the Township. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on January 6th, 2026. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci, would you like to read your resolutions?
Absolutely, Deputy Mayor. Just give me 1 minute. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in accordance with the provision of RS 40A-4-58, following transfers of appropriations in the 2025 budget B, and the same are hereby authorized and approved for the Department of Parks and Public Property, from health insurance in the amount of $89,000 to shade tree salaries and wages in the amount of $4,000, buildings and grounds $50,000, Recreation Committee, other expenses $20,000, Senior Citizen Transportation $5,000, for a like amount of $89,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
We're good? Okay. Whereas Township Nutley, pursuant to NJSA 40A:11-11, made by resolution and without advertising for bids, purchased goods and services under an approved county cooperative purchasing program. And whereas the Township of Nutley is a member of the Educational Services Commission of New Jersey. And whereas the Educational Services Commission of New Jersey has awarded a contract to Ben Schaefer Recreation, Lake of Pacon, New Jersey, for playground and recreational area surfacing, materials, installation, and inspections contract number 24-25-03, and playground equipment, site furnishings, outdoor circuit training equipment, and related projects Products Contract 24-25-01, and whereas Ben Schaefer Recreation, P.O. Box 844, Lake Apakon, New Jersey, has provided a quote in the amount of $537,418.50, and whereas the cost of design, permitting, and construction of the improvements for Glotzback Playground will be supported by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, Green Acres, Jake's Law Playground Funding Program, and Capital Ordinance C-04-55-356-400, and whereas the Township of Nutley has allocated the following funds to support the project, and the Chief Financial Officer has provided a certificate of availability, said certification being attached to this resolution. So we had, under Jake's Law Playground Funding, $403,000, and under Capital Ordinance C-04-55-356-400, $134,418.50. Now therefore be it resolved by Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for the Glotzback Handicapped Accessible Playground be awarded to Ben Schaefer Recreation, Lake Apakon, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas sealed bids were received for tree removal service on November 25th, 2025 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas Trees Plus Inc., 40 Bunker Road, East Hanover, New Jersey, was the low bidder for items 1 to 4 from tree sizes ranging from 9 to 15, 16 to 23, 24 to 35, and 36 plus in the amounts listed in the resolution, and whereas the contract is not to exceed $40,000 from account number 6-01-512-200, pending adoption of the 2026 municipal budget and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to these resolutions, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, and State of New Jersey, that a contract for tree removal be awarded to Trees Plus, Inc. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas sealed bids were received for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies on November 25th, 2025 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that a contract for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies be awarded to BSN Sports, Jenkintown, PA, as per the attached sheet, not to exceed $30,000, and whereas funds are available from account number 6-01-506-200 in the amount of $10,000 and T-24-909-901 through 915 in the amount of $20,000 and have been certified with the Chief Financial Officer, certified by the Chief Financial Officer, subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Township Clerk be and they are hereby authorized to enter into a contract with BSN Sport, Jenkintown, PA, and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas sealed bids received for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies on November 25th, 2025 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for uniforms, equipment, and supplies be awarded to Dot Design, 242 Possum Hollow Road, Monroe Township, New Jersey, as per the attached sheet, in an amount not to exceed $20,000. Whereas funds are available from accounts T-24-909-901 through 915 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Now therefore be resolved that the Mayor and Township Clerk be and they are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract with the Township of Nutley and County of Essex and the State of New Jersey. Now therefore be it resolved that the Mayor and Township Clerk be and they are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas sealed bids received for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies on November 25th, 2025 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for recreation uniforms, equipment, and supplies be awarded to Veronica Sports, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, as per the attached sheet, not to exceed $30,000. Whereas funds are available from account number 6-01-506-200 in the amount of $10,000 and T-29-909-901 through 915 in the amount of $20,000 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget. Now therefore be it resolved that the mayor and township clerk be and they are hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Veronica Sports, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex and State of New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
That's all I have, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Resolution number 370-25, a resolution authorizing the Township of Nutley to sign a NJDEP Treatment Works approval application for the connection of 158-unit residential dwelling with commercial retail areas located at 531 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, into the Township of Nutley sanitary sewer system. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas the Mandatory Source Separation Recycling Act has established a recycling firm for which tonnage grants may be made to municipalities in order to encourage local source separation and recycling programs, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley hereby endorses the submission of the 2025 Municipal Recycling Tonnage Grant Application to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection and designate Salvatore Ferraro, Recycling Coordinator, Township of Nutley, to ensure that the application is properly filed. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
This is Resolution 372-25, Emergency Authorization Resolution for sewer main line repair between Conover Avenue and Florence Street in the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas bids for the 2026 acceptance of recycling vegetative waste to include leaf and grass clippings were received and opened on October 29, 2025, and whereas Environmental Renewal, 27 Andrews Drive, Woodland Park, New Jersey, was the low bidder for the following service: acceptance and recycle of Class B clean wood slash brush at $15.49 per cubic yard, acceptance and recycle of Class C leaves at $8.44 per cubic yard, and acceptance and recycling of Class C grass clippings at $17.98 per cubic yard. Whereas funds are available from account number 601-422-209 in the amount of $80,000, subject to adoption of the 2026 municipal budget, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification will be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract in the amount not to exceed $80,000 be awarded to Environmental Renewal, and that the Mayor and the Township Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and execute said contract on behalf of the Township of Nutley. Move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley, through Department of Public Works, has a need to acquire the service of an engineering consultant as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A-20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate, and whereas the engineering coordinator is determined and certified in writing that the value of the aggregate services provided by the vendor for the term of the contract will exceed $17,500, and whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, and whereas Pannoni Associates, 1085 Raymond Boulevard, Suite 2102, North New Jersey, has submitted a proposal dated November 24th, 2025, indicating they will provide engineering services according to a fee schedule attached. Whereas Pannoni Associates has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that said corporation has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Pannoni Associates from making any reportable contributions to the term of the contract. Whereas the contract is not to exceed $165,000 for general engineering services, and funds are available for account number 601-404-200, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification to the subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Now, therefore, we resolve that the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, enter into a contract with Pannoni Associates as described herein,
And be it further resolved that the business disclosure entity certification and determination of value be placed on file with this resolution. Be it further resolved that the notice of this action shall be printed once in the Nutley Sun in accordance with the local public contracts law. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas Township Nutley advertised for proposals for the marketing of recycled materials, and whereas the request for proposals for marketing of recycled materials were accepted by the Township Clerk on October 29, 2025, whereas the Township Nutley reviewed and analyzed all submitted proposals, whereas a proposal received by Integrity Recycling West Solutions, 111 Route 31, Suite 223, Flemington, New Jersey, is the most favorable proposal to the Township Nutley. And whereas Integrity Recycling and Waste Solutions is recommended for a three-year contract with 2 one-year options for contract extensions effective January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2028. Whereas funds are available on account number 601-423-209 in the amount not to exceed $60,000 have been served by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Now, therefore, we resolve that the Board of Commissioners of Township Nutley County, Baxter State, New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to Integrity Recycling and Waste Solutions, and that the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to turn it into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley Board of Commissioners. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
That's all I have, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
I'm sorry. Commissioner Scarpelli, I can give one more.
Is that your budget transfer?
Maybe lost in the shuffle, but I have it in front of me now. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with provisions of RS 40A 40-58, the following transfers of appropriation in the 2025 budget be and are hereby authorized and approved from road repair and maintenance O&E to road repair and maintenance salary and wage, $28,944.91. And be it further resolved that the notification of these budget charges will be made by the Chief Financial Officer to the Director of Division of Local Government Services through the electronic submission process. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Now that's all I have, Deputy Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco?
Yes. Whereas the Nutley Department of Employees, SLEO 1, SLEO 2, and SLEO 3 officers, the SLEO 1 officer is a volunteer who is trained to assist Nutley Police Department, including but not limited traffic, crowd control, and civic events. The SLEO 2 officers and SLEO 3 officers have full police powers while on duty, whereas the Nutley Police Department has appointed Joseph Leon and Michael Lambrogo as SLEO 2 officers for 1 year beginning January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. And whereas the Nutley Police Department has appointed Joseph Castellano as a SLEO 3 officer for 1 year beginning January 1st, 2006 through December 31st, 2026. Whereas the Nutley Police Department has appointed Gregory Bratt and Randolph Alfaro as SLEO 1 officers for 1 year beginning January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township and Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Nutley Police Department is authorized to appoint Joseph Leon, Michael Winborough as SLEO 2, as Joseph Castellano as a SLEO 3, Officer Prasnash Baha, and Alfaro SLEO 1 officers for January 1st through December 31st, 2026. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye. This is Resolution 384-25. I'm going to read it by title just to save a little time. So, resolution authorizing Township of Nutley through the Nutley Police Department to participate in the Defense of Logistics Agency Law Enforcement Support Officers 1033 program to enable the Nutley Police Department to request and acquire excess Department of the Defense equipment. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that resolution number 169-25 adopted on July 1st, 2025, entitled Insertion of Item of Revenue in the Budget of the Year 2025 Municipal Alliance Grant, is hereby rescinded. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas NJ 48, 4-87 provides that the Director of Division of Local Government Services may approve insertion of any item of revenue in the budget of any county municipality when such item shall have been made available by law in the manner therefore was not determined at the time of adoption of the budget. Whereas the Director may also approve the insertion of an appropriation for an equal amount. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, New Jersey, hereby request the Director of Division of Local Government Services to approve insertion of an item of revenue in the budget of 2025 in the sum of $10,500, in which item is now available in the revenue from the Municipal Alliance Grant pursuant to provision statute. Be further resolved that the like sum of $10,500 and the same is hereby appropriated under the caption General Appropriations. Appropriations from the CAPS, Essex County Division Community Health Services Municipal Alliance Grant, and other expenses, $10,500. Be further resolved that the sum of $2,625 represent an amount required for municipality share of the aforementioned grant appears under the 2025 budget, under the budget appropriation, please O and E, and is hereby appropriated to Municipal Alliance Grant. And further be resolved that notification of the budget charges will be made by the Chief Financial Officer, the Director of Division of Local Government Services through the electronic submission process. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
I believe that's all I have. I see we have a joint one, Mr. Deputy Mayor. And Madam Clerk, did you tell me there was a...
No, I made a mistake. It was on the previous...
I'm happy to hear it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's all I have at this point.
Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Kelly is not online tonight, so I will read my resolutions as well as Mayor Kelly. I'll begin with mine. Resolution 37825, resolution of the Township Commissioners of the Township of Nutley authorizing a change order for professional services contract with Inglesino Taylor LLC as counsel for the township concerning compliance, procedural, and legal issues. The change orders is needed in the amount of $65,000 to continue these services for the remainder of '25. The funds are available in account 501012205 in the amount of $51,926, and account C0455182401 in the amount of $13,174, and has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, set certification being attached to this resolution. I move the resolution as it's written.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Excuse me, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, I abstain. I'll second it.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Now I abstain.
Okay. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Thank you. 37925, whereas the Building Department received an application fees in the amount of $1,750 for 777 Nutley LLC to 789 Bloomfield Avenue for property located at 777 Bloomfield Avenue, whereas the application fee was collected and deposited in account 050108104001, whereas it has been determined that these application fees are fully refundable. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, the Treasurer be, and is hereby authorized to refund the application fee for land use applications in the amount of $1,750 from account 501081040001 to Nutley LLC and 789 Bloomfield Avenue, C95 LLC, so move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
I abstain.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
All right, you're clear now.
I'm good.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, of Essex, New Jersey, in accordance with the provision of RS 48:4-58, the following transfers of appropriations in the '25 budget being the same are hereby authorized and approved from unemployment ONA, $97,681, to grant writers ONA, $700, economic redevelopment project ONA, $86,981, and treasurer's office salary and wage, $10,000, for a total amount of $97,681. Now therefore be resolved that this notification of these budget changes will be made by the Chief Financial Officer to the Director of the Division of Local Governmental Services through electronic submission process. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
The following resolutions are for Mayor Kelly. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that John B. Kelly and Salvatore Ferraro be appointed as representatives of the Community Development Block Grant Committee for the term of January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of an independent planning expert to assist the Zoning Board of Adjustment as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-25. Whereas the Zoning Board of Adjustment wishes to retain an independent planning expert to assist the Board in reviewing evidence submitted with respect to applications submitted, whereas Section 85.13 and 85.14 of Chapter 85 of the Code of the Township of Nutley empowers the Board to appoint such staff as the Board may deem necessary. Whereas Paul Ricky, AICP, PP of Ricky Planning, 177 Monmouth Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, is willing to enable to provide such an expert review of plans, applications, and other document matters before the Board to be paid at a rate of $150 an hour, whereas the anticipated term of the contract is from January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, where funds are available from applicant escrow deposit accounts for developers. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, authorize a contract with Ritchie Planning to assist the Zoning Board of Adjustment with respect to the application submitted. Be further resolved that the business entity disclosure certification and termination of value be placed on file with this resolution. Be further resolved that a notice of this action shall be printed in the Nutley Sun in accordance with public contract law. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to award a contract for wireless consulting services pertaining to the agreements with communication carriers for the impending deployment of the in the Township of 5G generation of mobile networks, as well as the upgrade and maintenance of existing communication networks and facilities. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to award a contract for consulting services pertaining to the railroad lines traversing the Township and the licensees for space by the Township for utility pipelines regarding the same. Whereas the Township has solicited the Township of Nutley solicited a pursuant to the local public contract law and received a quote for the provision of wireless consulting services pertaining to the impending deployment of the Township's 5G generation mobile networks and issues affecting existing telecommunication networks and railroad lines and Township pipelines. Whereas the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners desires to award a contract to Hoplite for consulting services pertaining to the impending deployment of the Township's 5G generation of mobile networks, as well as consultation in regard to the existing communication networks and railroad lines traversing the Township. Whereas the contract will not exceed $7,000 for the period January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, and funds will be available in account 601-011-299, which will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, the contract for 5G telecommunications consultation as follows. The Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver a 2025 contract for professional services to Hoplite Communications, pursuant to a non-fair and non-open process in accordance with NJSA 19:44-20.5 for the term of one year beginning January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, at the stated hourly rate not to exceed $7,000. Copy of this resolution, as well as the contract and business entity disclosure, certification and business entity disclosure of campaign contributions, shall be placed on file with the clerk. A copy of the resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of passage. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need for the services of outside litigation counsel to represent the township in the following matter, Malik Saquib versus the Township of Nutley Zoning Board Docket ESXL002816-23, through a non-fair and non-open contract as a professional service pursuant to provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5 and NJSA 20A:11.1, at ESC as amended. Whereas the law firm of Gashion Promaco PC, 1 Bolin Drive Suite 102, West Orange, has ably and previously provided these services. Whereas Gashion and Promaco PC has submitted a 26 fee schedule to provide services at an hourly rate of $215 for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $100 for services for a paralegal or law clerk, whereas the contract will not exceed $7,500 for the January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, and funds will be available in account 601-226-205, which will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached subject to the adoption of the 26 municipal budget. Whereas the law firm of Pamaco, Gashion Pamaco, has completed, submitted the business entity disclosure certifications, which certifies that they have not made reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that we award a contract for special counsel as follows. The mayor and township clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver a 2026 contract for professional legal services with Gashion and Pamaco PC pursuant to a non-fair and open process in accordance with NJSA 19:44A-20.5 for the term beginning January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026 for the stated hourly rate not to exceed $7,500. A copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, the business entity disclosure and business entity disclosure campaign contributions, shall be placed on file with the clerk. A copy of the resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of passage. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Resolution 359-25 is a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley authorizing the engagement of FAR Planning to provide plan and technical review services in connection with the Franklin Avenue redevelopment area. The amount is not to exceed $15,000. I move the resolution as written.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas the township has a need to retain the professional services of FAR Planning to provide architectural planning and architectural consulting services related to the ongoing redevelopment of the Hoffman-LaRoche On3 campus. Proposal is for $75,000. I move the resolution as written. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a continuing need for the services of a special development council through a non-fair and open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5 and NJSA 20A.11-1 at ESC as amended. Whereas John P. Inglesino, the firm of Inglesino and Taylor, Parsippany, New Jersey, has ably and continuously provided these services since October 1, 2013. Whereas John Inglesino has submitted a 26 fee schedule to provide such services at an hourly rate of $250 for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $100 for services of paralegal and law clerks. The contract will not exceed $95,000 for the period January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. The funds will be available on account 601-226-205, which will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that the contract for Special Development Council hereby authorizes the mayor and the township clerk to execute, seal, and deliver said contract for the amounts listed in herein. The copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, and the business disclosure entity certification and the business entity disclosure of campaign contributions, shall be placed on file with the clerk. A copy of the resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Don't worry, guys. Only another 20 to go. So, whereas the Nutley has agreed to partner with the Nutley Family Service Bureau to provide services for residents of the Township of Nutley, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, agree to contract with the Nutley Family Service Bureau as follows to provide the services: facilitate Nutley resident with food services, provide edible education events, provide group mental health counseling for Nutley residents, provide residents with addiction-related support, provide Township with a thrift shop for families in need, mental well-being workshops, individual psychotherapy counseling, therapists available for the Nutley High School and the Township in Crisis Backpack Initiative. Be it further resolved that pursuant to the agreement between the Township of Nutley and Nutley Family Service Bureau, the above referenced services, the contract authorizes the payment of $50,000 effective January 1, 2026 through December 31st. First 2026 payment of $25,000 shall be made in June, with the second $25,000 being made in December. Be it further resolved, funds will be available from account 601-120-209 for $50,000 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being subject to the 26th adoption of the 26th budget. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, the Township shall apply for community development block grant monies for the year 2026, whereas public hearings regarding the community development block grant program were held on November 3rd and December 17th, 2025, at which time applications for grants were accepted. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Township submits the following applications for funding: Reconstruction and resurfacing of Booth Drive from Franklin Avenue to Vincent Place, $225,000. To reconstruction and resurfacing of Vincent Place from William Street to Chestnut Street, $300,000. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Resolution 377-25, resolution of the Township Commissioners of the Township of Nutley authorizing a change order for the professional services contract for Inglesino Taylor as counsel for the Township concerning special development, whereas change order is needed in the amount of $125,476.95 to continue these special legal services for the remainder of the year. Funds are available from account 501-226-205 in the amount of $123,810 and from $0.45 and from account T15912950 in the amount of $666.50 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey. The change order one is hereby authorized and approved in the amount of $125,476.95. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution shall be placed on file with the clerk of the township and a notice in accordance with the local public contracts law of New Jersey in the form attached to here too shall be published in the Nutley Sun. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, in accordance with the provisions of RS 48:4-58, the following transfers of appropriations in the 25 budget be and the same are hereby authorized and approved. From Nutley Family Service Bureau, ONE, $25,000. Department of Health, salary and wage, $4,000. Department of Health, salary and wage, $2,000. To Department of Health, ONE, $25,000. Township Attorney, $4,000. Planning Board Attorney, $2,000, for a total of $31,000. Be fully resolved that notification of these budget charges will be made by the Chief Financial Officer to the Direction of Division of Local Government and Health Services through electronic submission process.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
Whereas raffle license applications have been received from the following organizations: Nutley Junior Raiders Booster Club, license 6525, on-premise 50/50 raffle, and then license number 66, excuse me, 6525 is the first, 6625 is the second, on-premise merchandise raffle, both for February 21, 26. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca?
Aye.
We will have a need to go into an executive this evening, but before we do that, would anyone wish to comment on, comments from the public before we go into the executive?
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person should limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board.
Thank you. Bob Garber, and first I want to wish all of you a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I also want to thank you for sponsoring the Santa Claus visit on Saturday. My grandson and the kids in the neighborhood were really delighted, so thank you very much for doing that. I'm here to talk again about the proposed data center. I've got a few more questions for you and a couple of comments. I did a little bit of research, I'm sorry.
Very quickly, we don't have a proposal before us.
I know.
If you recall from last meeting.
Yes, I do.
Happy to take your questions, but understand there isn't a proposal.
Exactly, and my questions aren't related to a proposal, it's related to the steps leading to. So thank you very much for that. First, I just want to point out, I did a little bit of research, and one thing that I noted is that it's noted in the New Jersey Spotlight, which is sponsored by New Jersey PBS, that the utility rates went up about 20% this summer, and they mostly could be attributed to the use of energy by data centers in New Jersey. So there is some evidence that they are responsible for rates going up. I will say, too, right now I'm just focusing on energy, but I know water and sound are a big issue as well, as are environmental concerns. The second thing is, at this point, the largest center in New Jersey is 30 megawatts. And as you know, we're proposing 65. There's a 400 to 500 coming into Kenilworth, and there's another large one coming online. So there's a lot of large online centers coming. Now, specifically about Nutley, I just want to find out at this point, what's the next step for the developer in presenting to Nutley his proposal for the center?
It's exactly that. He has to provide us with a plan of what a data center would look like, along with the accompanying power substation that goes with it, as that goes with data centers. So that his next step would be to present that to the board. But we're a little bit before that. We have a redevelopment plan at this point, which indicates that a data center would be allowable on that site. That plan does not allow any housing on that site of any kind. It does not allow for warehousing. It allows for very specific uses, given the nature of where we are as a community. We do not have what they call a redevelopers agreement yet. So we have to work through that process before he can present us a plan.
So if I understand, you have to work out the redeveloper's plan before the...
Redeveloper agreement.
Agreement before he can present the plan.
And that'll happen, but before we could decide on that, he has to be appointed the redeveloper before we would actually move on accepting the plan.
Got it. And then what is your process for then accepting a plan that he proposes? I would assume that there's certain, that he couldn't just come in and say, I'm going to do any type of data center. There are different options available in terms of environmental responsibility, in terms of energy use, how you cool. Does Nutley have a role in guiding the type of center that will be allowed?
We have the ability to influence that by what our expectations are. As long as it meets those expectations, then we would be able to support it. Otherwise, we wouldn't.
And will there be public hearings? I know that your commissioners' meetings are open, but will there be meetings open to the public to discuss and find out?
So once, and again, we're talking about something that hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. I know it's down the road.
But it's before the board. The board has to, we have to accept what that plan would be, and then it has to go before the planning board for prelim and final site plan approval, which is a testimony process, and that's where public comment would be.
So public comment happens at the planning board level.
Regarding site plan. Right.
Is one kind of sub-question, is it a fait accompli that the data center will be given permission to be on the site, or is that something that can be blocked in any way by the town of Nutley or by public opinion?
It's not final because we haven't voted on that, and we'd have to come up with an acceptable plan. So I wouldn't comment on that yet because that would preempt the board's opinion on something that we haven't seen yet.
Okay. So. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Motion to close the public hearing.
Move it. Second.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, we need to go into the executive. Jonathan, for...
Yes, Deputy Mayor, we do have a need to go into closed session to discuss contract negotiations.
Need a motion, please?
Move it. Second.
Thank you. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, move into close executive session to discuss contract negotiations and litigation. Be it further resolved that at the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor, I'm sorry, Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Motion to close. We won't have any further business this evening. So motion to close.
Move it. Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
The time is now 8:02.